This morning's reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy therefore thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppression, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Will you please join me now in listening as Reggie sings, Rise Up, Shepherd, and Follow. At this time, let us take a moment to acknowledge our omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient Father, who is the source and substance of all of life and is love eternal and infinite. Will you please join me as I affirm the verse found in Isaiah 9:6? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In our beautiful teaching of divine science, we are taught to be still and to be quiet. And it is in that stillness is where we shall find our strength, our confidence, and our authority. It is in the quietness and the stillness that we become aware of that ever-divine presence whose life and spirit and activity is perfect. It is in this stillness and in the peacefulness that we discover Emmanuel, God with us and in us. Please listen now as Reggie sings the response. Join me as we listen to Reggie sing, I Wander as I Wander. Thank you, Reggie and Mayo, for the beautiful, beautiful music. I'm going to begin today's lesson. The topic is Christ, the Son of God. To our mind and in our present understanding of the truth, Christ is not a person, but is the impersonal truth of being. And this impersonal truth applies to all of God's creation. We regard God, the universal spirit, penetrating and permeating his very creation from the center to the circumference. Accepting this universal truth of God as all in all includes ourselves individually and humanity as a whole. Therefore, God, who is the Father of us all, is the very source of all, and as such, the creator of heaven and earth, including man. Christ, to our understanding, is his absolute truth. For over 2,000 years, Christian believers have worshipped Jesus, our elder brother, in whom the fullness of the God truth dwelt, who was, as Paul termed it, the firstborn among many brethren, and the first to perceive the whole truth of his unity with the Father. But instead of humanity and Christian believers accepting the universality of God as spirit and life, love and goodness, and recognizing this universal infinite presence, the infinite principle back of all visible appearances, as the God of the living, they have worshipped the physical or the external representative of this great God of love and life, Jesus of Nazareth. In the light of truth, Jesus of Nazareth was the divine manifestation of the impersonal eternal truth of God, and we must accept for ourselves this impersonal universal truth of God as it was manifest in our brother Jesus, if Christ shall be the Savior to us. Paul tells us it pleased God that in Christ should all fullness dwell. And on another occasion he said, it pleased God to reveal his Son to me. So indeed, the only Son of God is Christ, the truth, but every man must be that Son. We must all come into the knowledge of the Son of God in the Son of Man. As we accept the universal truth of unity of life, we find that our life is one with the great and universal life. We have no life that is separate or apart from the great universal life, and although we are many manifestations, we are but one life. Paul says there is one body, and into this one body we are all baptized. When we view life from the divine point of view, we will find unity, the one in many, and the many all united into knowledge of the Son of God. As we accept this universal truth of the unity of life, we find that our life is one with the universal life. Indeed, God is the life of the universe and of every living soul, and God being all is the life of all. And this life is the Christ truth. Jesus, who did many mighty works through his understanding of the indwelling God, or the Christ in him, the Son of God, recognized that he of himself as the person was unable to do anything. But in the consciousness and the realization of his unity with the all power, the one life, he was filled with authority, or the inner consciousness that God worked in him and through him to will and to do. Recognizing this truth of his being, a Son of God, power came to him from the very source. And this power he used by means of placing his will in harmony with the divine and by the spoken word. The Christ is universal and applies to all people, and every soul must come into the knowledge of the Son of God within himself. If we would only hold ourselves in the right frame of mind and entertain the right mental attitude toward all things, and all people, always recognizing that there is just one power and one presence, the good, omnipotent, we will find that this Christ is our Savior. Faith in the Son of God within ourselves, as one with God in spirit and in truth, always gives us encouragement and shows us a way out of all of our difficulties. So Christ is the Savior of the world, and people are gradually coming to the truth that there is no salvation, there is no peace of mind, and there is no lasting happiness except through Christ, the Son of God, in the sons of man. When Jesus walked on earth and revealed this truth to humanity, it was his sincere endeavor to raise mankind out of the slums of materialism onto a higher place of thought and consciousness. It was the Christ in him who spoke these words through Jesus' lips, "Come unto me, the Christ in you, the Christ being within you, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So long as humanity dwells on the lower plane of mentality, we will find life hard, and we will find disease and inharmony of all kinds surrounding us. We cannot deny these things the more we see them to be victims of them. This is the secret of a happy life, that we look away from these things and always bear in mind the real truth of our being and fix our attention on the divine self of us that is not subject to sin or sickness, for it is born of God, and that which is born of God sinneth not, neither is subject to sin. So let us recognize today this truth within ourselves, and we shall be lifted up to a higher thought plane, and there we will find our peace, our health, and our strength. Let us now make this lesson a new beginning in our lives. Let us make this lesson a living reality in our lives, and let us begin now by becoming still. I'd like you now to take a moment to get comfortable where you're sitting, and I'd like you to rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your side and close your eyes and relax for a moment. Take a deep breath in and release it slowly. And as we release our breath, we are letting go. We are letting go of all of those things that swirl around in our head, particularly at this time of year. We are letting go of worries, concerns, anger, resentments, frustrations. If you have jealousy in there, let it go. And just be still. Be still and go deep within to the center of your very being, where our Father waits. His arms are open and welcoming. His love is unconditional, and his peace is forever. For unto each of us this day, in the consciousness of love and peace, a child is born and a son is given. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. This babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger is the gift of the Christ within us. It is the greatest gift, waiting to be unwrapped and accepted as our own. This gift, when opened and accepted, is the fullness of life, filled, shining with the beautiful attributes of our Father. It is filled with his beauty. It is filled with his good counsel. It is filled with his power. It is his presence expressing through us as knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It is his presence expressing through us as joy, peace, and love. It is his presence shining his light of peace on earth and his goodwill toward all men. Let us remember, though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, unless in thee the Christ is born, thy soul is forlorn. The Christ in you is your hope and glory. Amen. The Lord blesses you and he keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and he gives you his all, his infinite, eternal, and unconditional love, his peace, his power, his strength. Amen. Go now in peace and love and spread your goodwill toward all. Merry and blessed Christmas.